Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we will learn refreshing truth that is straight from the Bible.
Hello, good morning. This is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, where we find God's truth from God's Word, and we're looking at the Lord's Prayer. And so this is the third part of the series. We're just going to look at the simple phrase, that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And let's go to the Lord's Prayer and have a look at it first. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9, grab your Bibles and open them there right now at the very familiar Lord's Prayer. Pray then in this way. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Father of lights and of truths, open your word to us this hour. As we look into it, open it up to us and make it glorious in our eyes. Show us wonderful truths. In Jesus' name, amen. So, we're coming to look at one little phrase in there. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And this is a huge topic. It's a neglected topic. Prayer gets God's will done now. It gets it done now and it gets it done here. We're asking God to do God's will on earth as it is in heaven, and the immediate manifestation of that is give us this day our daily bread. Saying give us this day, right now, our daily bread. And so God's will should be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're praying that God will transform this world we walk on. That God's will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. We're not just praying to make it through until we can vanish up to heaven in the rapture one day. We're praying that God's will be done in our workplace, in our home, in our government, in our city, and in our nation. We're praying for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven, not parked away in some far-flung future time. The world is redeemable. Christ is the world's redeemer. God is reconciling all things to himself through the blood of the cross. The gospel brings progress wherever it goes. There are places that are kingdoms of darkness and they're transformed to kingdoms of light. Places that used to be awful and cruel and torment people and burn widows and do terrible things and be cannibals and all the rest, they are changed by the gospel as the kingdom of God comes and God's will is done on earth as it is in heaven. Political structures change. Corporations change. People get a better work ethic. They have a better mindset. They do things more logically when the gospel arrives. The gospel is transformational here and now. And we're to pray for those transformations to take place in our society. We're to pray for the salvation of kings and all those in authority that we may live quiet and godly lives. That's 1 Timothy chapter 2, the first few verses there, 1 to 4, I think. So we're to pray for godly transformation of our society, godly transformation here on earth as it is in heaven. So we want the kingdom of God, we want the will of the Father to be manifest in this age and in this time. The kingdom is actual. The mustard seed actually takes things over and it transforms. That the kingdom of God starts off small and it becomes big. It causes a social change and spiritual change. The kingdom of God is not just about churches. I love church. I go to church. I worship in church. I've been a part of many churches over the years, though currently I'm just pastoring a tiny little church called Eternity Christian Fellowship. But I go to a much larger church as well. But I have a ministry to churches and I believe in the church. But the kingdom of God is much bigger than the church. There are military chaplains, there are hospital chaplains, there are all sorts of people doing the will of God on the internet and on radio and on TV and many other places. The kingdom of God is found in orphanages and in Christian schools. And so the kingdom of God keeps spreading over the earth, and that Christian school that is discipling the children into the kingdom of God, That is saying, let God's will be done now on earth. Let this child find Jesus. Let this child be discipled. Let this child be taught physics and the Bible and all kinds of things so the child thinks correctly. The child thinks logically because they have God in their mind, and the child is growing up in a spiritual atmosphere that forms that child's spirit. So the kingdom of God is coming on earth as it is in heaven. And I was in Manila in the terrible slums of Tondo, and a friend of mine is setting up these Christian preschools there and giving hope to the children in the slums. And you can go into those Christian preschools and you can see the children being transformed. You can see the parents coming to Christ. You can see the change in the slum as a result of these children and parents being transformed. You can see the will of God being done on earth as it is in heaven by my friends, Dr. Corrie DeBoer, and her work there in Manila. So we want the kingdom of God to come on earth as it is in heaven, and we want it to be actually found in the actual details of our daily lives. We want the dishonest people to become honest because they repent and find Jesus as Lord and Savior. What use is it preaching the gospel to the dishonest if they never become honest? What use is it preaching the gospel to the lazy if they never become diligent? What use is it preaching the gospel to the ignorant if they never become learned? We need to see an actual change in our society, and we need to aim for that change and believe that that change is possible through prayer. And we need to pray into existence God's will here on earth as it is in heaven. If you're in a family that's full of disputes, you want God's will to come on earth right now, and your family to become a family of peace and of truth, and you need to pray that. God, lay your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let it be done in the families listening to this broadcast right now. Let their families be reconciled. Let peace reign. Let righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit come there. And let God give wisdom to every person here on how they can create peace in their home. So the kingdom of God is actual. It's real. Let's look a little bit at Isaiah 65, verses 24 and 25. It's right at the end of the book of Isaiah. And it talks about prayer, and it talks about a transformed world. It will also come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall do no evil or harm in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. So what happens is, spiritually speaking, this passage has to be interpreted spiritually. Serpents aren't going to live on dust. It's not going to be very good for their digestive system. But the serpent will become harmless. The serpent, representing the devil here, is going to be humiliated. The devil is going to be ground down into the dust when God's will is done and brought to bear on this earth through prayer. So as we cry out to God and our prayers are answered, God's going to bring in a new order in the earth. Well, the wolf and the lamb shall graze together. In other words, the great predators, the fierce and wrathful creatures, will be tamed by the kingdom of God. They'll be tamed by the gospel. They will repent of their ferocity, and they will dwell with ordinary everyday people in harmony and in truth. So when the wolf hears the gospel, when that powerful person, that ravenous person, the person who would normally be causing all sorts of trouble, the gang leader hears the gospel, they humble themselves, they walk beside the ordinary people before the people that they used to call sheep, and together they cooperate in the kingdom of God, because the prayer has worked in the heart of the gang leader or that predator or that fierce person and made them meek and humble and gracious. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The fierce leaders of this world, the people that we would call lions, the great leaders of corporations, shall not go around devouring people anymore. They won't devour the innocent. You know, the lion eats the gazelle and has to run. And the gazelle has to wake up in the morning and run, or it gets eaten, and the lion has to get up in the morning and run because it has to catch the gazelle. But that's not going to happen anymore. Of course, lions aren't going to eat straw, literally. I don't think that's going to happen. But the lions, as in the fierce leaders, they will be meek, they will be humble, they will no longer be predators consuming people. We won't have to be afraid of them. They will still be strong, they will still be noble, they will still be wise, they will still lead our societies. But they will be harmless, they will not be destructive, they will not be people that accumulate great wealth for themselves and build huge palaces for themselves and walk all over people and full of pride and arrogance. Instead, they will humble themselves and they will be like the ox, which is also strong but harmless. So we find that the strength that people have, like lions and oxes, that strength will be wisely used. And that will be a result of prayer. And they shall do no evil or harm in all my holy mountain. When the kingdom of God comes, when the will of God is done on earth as it is done in heaven, as a result of prayer and intercession and the victory of the righteous, there will be no evil or harm. The kingdom of God will come and you'll be able to leave your doors unlocked. You'll be able to go and take your children to the park without fear of a sexual predator. You'll be able to take them to the soccer field without fear of them stepping on some hypodermic syringe full of heroin. In this world that is currently full of violent predators and evil people, where we have to lock our doors or even call the police all the time, that won't be happening when the kingdom of God arrives. There'll be no need to call the police. There'll be no need for any of that because prayer will have conquered. And in the Welsh revival in Wales in 1904, the judges did not have anyone to convict. The taverns closed down. No crimes were committed. And the judges put on white gloves because they had no more cases. And they said, this village or this city or this town no longer has any crimes going on. And what is this in response? Isaiah 65 says, it also come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear. When you're in revival, when you're praying, when you're crying out to God, God's going to hear you and he will bring the kingdom in power on earth as it is in heaven, just like it happened in the villages of Wales, just like it happened in the villages of Scotland during the revival in the Shetland Islands, as it's happened in places around the earth that are transformed, they suddenly become clean, they become free of criminals because the kingdom of God has arrived. And you can believe that God will transform your city. You don't need to abandon the place you live. You don't need to run away and say, God, this is too much. This is too bad. You need to pray. You need to get together and pray. The pastors need to get together and pray. And the elders and the church, you need to have an overnight vigil. And you need to pray that the wolf will eat straw like the ox, that the serpent will be crushed, that evil in your city will be taken down because you're a prayer warrior and you're crying out to your Father who is in heaven and you're praying the Lord's Prayer into your community, that there will be no harm in your community anymore. It'll become harmless. It'll become peaceful. It'll become like Maybury. It'll become a place where people are joyful and where the shalom of God is present everywhere, where people live out their lives without being shot by some gang member, where people live to a ripe old age, where disease vanishes because God appears and heals people left, right, and center, and where it becomes like the early church, where people sell their goods and help the poor, and there's joy and peace, and the widows and orphans feel cared for because you brought that to power, and you brought that power to bear through crying out to God who hears you, crying out to your Heavenly Father. And so God's earth, God's will needs to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I want you to believe that that's possible because we've over-spiritualized everything. We've parked God's will off in the millennium or God's will off in some far-flung place. But it doesn't happen here. It doesn't happen now. Yes, it does happen here. Yes, it does happen now. And I'm exhorting you now to get on your knees and pray for God's will to be done on earth, in your family, or your city, and your church right now. I've run out of time once again. May God bless you all. This is John Edmiston signing off with Uplifting Moments. May you dwell in the peace of God, the glory of God, the joy of God, and may your every prayer be answered, just as it says here in Isaiah 65. God bless you all. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. This is a faith ministry, and if the Lord has touched your heart, you may give securely online at eternity.church.